Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at WBEZ.org/events.
Looking to get more into the Chicago art scene? We can help with that. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Chicago is brimming with incredible artists and exhibits all year round, but sometimes it can be hard to know where to start. One recommendation I have for you is the exhibit Love Notes, currently showing at the Vertical Gallery in Ukrainian Village. It features a collection of work by two Chicago-based artists. Maybe you'll see some colorful bunnies and cartoon-style moose. As part of our Chicago Innovators series, we're talking with artists Blake Jones and Steve Seeley to learn more about their art and Chicago's art scene. Blake, we're doing a radio interview, so our listeners can't see your art right now. Describe your style. You've got a bunny character that appears in most of your work.
So a few years ago, I moved here, and honestly, when I moved here, I was just doing as much art as possible. There was all types of different characters and landscapes and everything, and I just started getting such a warm reception for the bunny character, and it became a thing that I just decided, you know, I can do this until I get bored of it, and people started liking it, and so I'm like, I'm just going to kind of keep see where it takes me.
It was that random? Like, is there no other significance to the bunny?
I mean, there is. It's become a character that I've kind of been studying and focusing on probably about the past year and a half, maybe 2 years. And I mean, if you even look at it a year ago, it's different than it is today.
The bunny has evolved.
Yeah, it just, I mean, it,
yeah, I love it.
I feel like it evolves every time I draw it.
Definitely. You know what? I can actually see it in this piece that I have in front of me. Steve, how about you? I see some pretty iconic cartoon characters in your art.
My work is definitely influenced by my background in, like, you know, pop culture and comic books. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like I said, I don't have necessarily an iconic character that I, you know, myself created and that I use repetitively, but I do use a lot from pop culture. So I use a lot of, again, the things I grew up with, The Simpsons, a lot of Simpsons reference, a lot of old comic books, you know, Tom and Jerry, Bugs Bunny, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, this your work reminds me of childhood for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. So tell us where your inspiration comes from, Blake, just in general.
I mean, I would say mine comes from anything. When Steve approached me for the show, you know, we kind of were pitching ideas back and forth for mm-hmm. names and everything. And I believe, like, his body of work in the show represents him saying, like, here's how I do a love note type thing. Because I believe most of his work is focused towards his wife and everything. Whereas my work, you know, I did it and it's a whole bunch of different feelings coming at me. And I took the phrase love notes and decided to title all my pieces similar to songs that I've heard or lyrics that I've heard, and kind of became like love notes as in a music sense.
Oh, I see. And of course, you're talking about the reason why we have you here today together, this joint exhibition that you're hosting this weekend called Love Notes. So, Steve, you would make dinners for your wife? Is that right?
Specifically breakfast. So, really, really the work, I think, specifically for the show, came out of the last two and a half years, whatever, during the pandemic, right? And how just in general things had to kind of shift, right? And how things had to kind of refocus. So we spent a lot of time, home here with my wife. And so just the way, you know, again, our approach to the relationship changed and how we had to create a new routine. And one of the routines was this kind of focus on, you know, like a date night type thing, and then like a date day, mm-hmm. and then breakfast. So I really got into cooking. I love cooking. So I would really do this like kind of just special, like over the top restaurant style breakfast every Saturday morning.
Nice.
for both her and my dog. Yeah.
You sound like a keeper.
We'll see. I don't know. But yeah, so that's how really, and like what Blake said, a lot of this kind of transition from these kind of paintings about this idea. And then when I approached Blake, I hearing him talk now about the song thing is amazing, because it is such a different take on a similar, a similar thought pattern.
Yeah.
Similar style.
I mean, and even just looking at your work side by side, I mean, I can see why this works. Mm-hmm. Right, Blake? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I believe, you know,
there's like a synergy there.
Yeah, I met Steve right when I first moved here and just fell in love with his work as well as his wife's work. And you know, I've just been in admiration the whole time. And I believe him and I, while our ages might be different, like we grew up on the same, you know, like the Tex Avery cartoons, the Chuck Jones cartoons. And I can look at his work and be like, oh, I get it. I understand it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is like our second real collaboration. And I mean, we just fit together.
What was the first one like?
We just did. I had an exhibition at another gallery called All Star Press over on Milwaukee in the Logan Square area. And we just did one little small piece together kind of last minute, and everyone just loved it.
Wow.
Yeah, we had people kind of arguing over who would get to purchase it.
Yeah, no, I mean, your stuff is awesome. I was telling you right before we started that I was checking out your work on All Star Press as well. And I was like, okay, wait, what am I going to buy here? Because this is a lot, and it's all really good. What can people expect to see at Vertical Gallery, Steve?
Well, it's two, again, like Blake had kind of said, it's two really different kind of takes maybe on a similar idea, right? The work I do think is going to be fun regardless. Again, we approached it a little bit differently. Maybe as Blake's is more direct, mine is a little bit more absurd, but it'll be fun. I think, you know, we've chatted about this a lot. We were sending ourselves back, you know, pictures as we were working, and I think it's going to be a visually, I think, very like seamless exhibition, right? Mm-hmm. I think that's what we're hoping for, is just to have fun. And you know, for people to be able to, I don't know, to enjoy themselves and, you know, see our direction. So
I find it interesting that you describe your work as absurd, Steve. I mean, isn't that what makes it so good?
Yeah. But I mean, really, I'm an absurdist at heart, right? Like, I mean, a lot of my approach to things has always kind of been, especially with art, has always been on that side of things, right? On the absurdist side, the strange juxtapositions, the color, you know, the color palettes and stuff like that. So a lot of it for me, I think, is that's like the best word I was figured to describe.
Yeah.
My approach is kind of like an absurdist pop culture.
Like organized chaos.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm curious, Blake, what is the process of even curating an exhibit? What's that like?
Honestly, as I was telling Micah earlier, you know, usually there's all types of different approaches, but usually for, I would say, like a standard artist, you know, a gallery approaches them or they start a conversation and you get kind of a set amount of time, work on stuff. The gallery can sometimes like pitch in and weigh in on things, you know, visually or whatever. But for this exhibition specifically, the owner of Vertical Gallery, Patrick, approached Steve and I and was like, hey, I love both of y'all's work. I know y'all are friends. Like, let's do something. And it was
that easy.
It was basically that easy.
Yeah.
You know, he gave us a few months lead time, and all three of us have been sitting down and meeting together and, you know, just getting the ideas down, and we dropped the work off a few days ago, and I think it's going to like visually look amazing.
Yeah, I think it's really cool to hear that story and to just see two Chicago-based artists working together. Can you, Steve, maybe give us the inside scoop on Chicago's art scene a little bit? Like, do we typically see this kind of unity here?
I mean, honestly, and luckily, yeah. I mean, I think it's funny. I mean, I've only, you know, as far as big cities, have only lived in Chicago, but I do know, you know, I do know the scene in, you know, other large cities and stuff like that. And I've always felt Chicago is very, very unified, right? There doesn't seem to be a big disconnect between the forms of art, which I think is really amazing for a city, right? Like, there doesn't seem to have to be like, you know, oh, this is the lowbrow stuff, this is the highbrow stuff, this is the comic art scene. I always felt that Chicago was a little bit more like open arms with everything. And that's generally what I've noticed with a lot of shows, is that it tends to have, you know, like, you can be an artist in any sort of style and know and be friends with artists in every other style. And I know that exists in other cities, but I've always felt that it's a little bit more seamless here,
yeah.
You know, that it feels to be more open.
Well, Blake, you're not from here. So what brought you to Chicago?
So I moved here probably, I think, either late 2017, early 2018.
Okay, and so pre-pandemic,
yeah,
which is important.
Was here for about a year or two before everything went into lockdown. And I mean, like Steve was saying, the art scene here is so extremely supportive of everyone. You know, I moved here not knowing anyone. And within like 2 months, you know, I had already met people who were some of my heroes growing up and was doing murals alongside of them. Whereas, you know, some of the other places I've lived, you know, I would say, hey, I'll do this for free, and couldn't get a job, you know, and then got here and within a year was already like had more friends. Everyone was super supportive, even if, like Steve was saying, the styles are different, medium's different, whatever. You know, I see all the time, you know, people who are poets and they're having other illustrators illustrate their poetry and do book covers, and everyone here just seems so supportive.
So the art scene here keeps you in Chicago.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What else are you working on right now? I can't help but be distracted, Blake, because you've got a really cool Bulls hat next to you. Yeah, I saw that you recently designed a hat for them. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so this was a project that the owner of All-Star Press, Zissou, this is the fifth year in a row where they will take five or six artists, have them design a hat, and the Bulls are, they're so amazing to work with, honestly. They let us do whatever we want.
Nice.
And that's not a real thing you see a lot of, and especially like corporate environments.
Right, right.
And I mean, they sat down there like, you know, you can change every color of the stitching. You know, you can do anything you want. Did the hat. They loved it. They did the giveaway last week.
Yeah.
You know, it was the first 5,000 fans.
Amazing.
All got a free hat. And I mean, yeah, it's really.
Look really good.
Yeah. And it's just really cool being here and seeing stuff like the Bulls, the White Sox, the Chicago Fire, all working with local artists.
Yeah. Love that.
Because I don't believe that. That happens a lot in a lot of other places.
That's another thing that makes Chicago unique when it comes to the arts. That's Blake Jones and Steve Seeley, two Chicago-based artists. Thank you both. This episode of Reset was produced by Micah Yasin, and it was edited by Andrew Merriweather. Be sure to check out all of our Innovators series this week by subscribing to our podcast. And if you know someone who would enjoy Reset, share our show with them. All right, that's all for Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Have you ever wondered why anyone drinks Malort? Or if there are actually lobsters in the Chicago River? Then listen to the Curious City podcast, where we answer all your questions about Chicago and the region. WBEZ's Curious City is part of the NPR network and available wherever you find your podcasts.